The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.
Talk at beat102103.com, by the way, is the address you need if you want to email us your dilemma, if you want to put it to the people of the Southeast and us to decide your next move. Hey lads, it says, I'm wondering if my new relationship is doomed from the off. I've been seeing a girl about 4 months. It's all fine except for one thing.
Oh dear.
When she drinks, she becomes this annoying other person. We've been out a good few times and I've noticed if it's just us, it's fine. But when we're with a group of friends, and especially her friends, she gets very argumentative and it puts everybody on edge. If anyone is telling a story, she has to disagree or take the other side or has to one-up everyone else. She's not like this at all the rest of the time. What can I do to change it? Her own friends even seem to just ignore her after a while, so it's left to me to deal with her.
Oh, wow.
That's what it says.
How often are you going out? How often are you being put in these situations? That's one question I'd like
answered. Start of a relationship, you'd think it's most weekends.
Oh.
Where there's kind of that enough drink involved that, you know, that
she
kind of
that
situation
level.
Arises. Yeah.
I wonder, is it just, you know, when you're out and you're newly in a relationship, maybe she's just showing off. And if the friends are ignoring it, is it really a thing?
But maybe they're ignoring her because they're tired of it.
Yeah, they're so used to it. That plays into my argument that if you are starting to see someone, you should always, first, second, third date, maybe go for a full night out. See how everyone reacts when there's a few drinks involved. Then you kind of get a fairly good idea from the get-go what you're dealing with when there's a few drinks there.
Because I was going to say, if this happens like on a first or second date, I'd be like, I'm not sticking around for this nonsense. Like, you're completely, like, you can't handle your drink. Like, and it's not, you know, I'm not saying, you know, just... Well, I am saying, actually, you shouldn't have to put up with it. I mean, you're not my problem on date number one or two.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Now you're in a situation where you're 4 months in, or even her friends are leaving it to you to deal on a night out. Now you have to address this.
Yeah. I think it's worth, though, having a word if it's somebody who you see yourself with, because you say every other way is fine. It's just when she's had a few drinks that she turns into a different person. I would actually have a conversation with her and let her know what she's like, because I think some people are maybe unaware, and if nobody has said it, not even her friends, you know, they're just ignoring it or just pretending like it's not happened, then she probably isn't aware of how she is or how bad she is. So I think it's worth saying and then go from there. But you can't, I wouldn't just dump someone and then expect it to, you know, just fizzle away. I think after 4 months, you've invested a lot of time. It's worth just sitting down and saying, look, every time we go out for a few drinks, this happens. And it's not fair on me. It's ruining everybody else's night as well. So, you know, going forward, can we fix this?
Yeah.
And if it's a matter of, no, I can't, then, you know, your choice has been made there.
But there is that awful feeling as well. Do you know when there is someone in the group and you know, okay, after 5 drinks, everything is fine, but give them the 6th and things start to go downhill.
They're the messy one.
It's in your head like, okay, if she's coming to a family event with me, he or she, have I to... Do you know what I mean? Have I to pre-warn the family? I just think you would spend a lot of time on edge.
On edge. That's exactly what Sin says in the email.
If this is something that happens on a regular, I just don't understand how you would enjoy your own night. Do you know if you're bringing someone to meet your friends for the first time and you're like, how is this going to go? And then you have to listen to your friends going, that kind of took a downward turn.
Would you be brave enough to have that conversation that Trish suggested with somebody new enough?
I don't know if you could go directly for it here.
Cause you're essentially,
I think I would. If I'm annoyed at someone, I'd be like, look, you ruined our night on Saturday night. What's going on here?
But like, there's two actually ways of looking at this. Is it like, is she drinking too much? Like, is there a problem? Because that's an even more serious thing again. Like, she needs to address that herself. But is it just like casual drinks? She just kind of gets argumentative.
Who's the run of herself?
Yeah.
Or is it the wrong drink? Because you know, some people are fine if they stuck to bottles, but then give them spirits and suddenly this inner person comes out and it's like a different personality.
But you don't want to be sitting there watching what she's drinking next either. Oh, is it going to be, you know, like, what's it going
to
be?
Yeah, or trying to steer the conversation away from anything that could be one side versus the other side.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, look, a bee, you know.
You know? Are these new glasses?
Yeah. Look, if you've if you know what this emailer is on about, if you've been in a situation like that in your own group of friends, how did you deal with it? 085 1029 103, texts or WhatsApps, voice notes, we love it to WhatsApp as well, same number. Let us know. Beat Breakfast, it's 8:36. So your advice, please, on this morning's Daily Dilemma. A guy going out with a girl for 4 months, he says, all going well except for when they're out, when she has a few drinks. She becomes argumentative, becomes this annoying person, he says. And it puts everybody on edge. Is there somebody like that in your group of mates, past or present? How did you deal? 085 1029 103.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Have a movie marathon with over 1,000 movies on Now TV.
Let's get straight to it then. Advice on this Daily Dilemma. Guy going out with a girl a few months and she becomes a bit of a head wreck when they're out and she has a couple of drinks in her. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Barry. How are things?
Very well, and yourself? How are you all keeping?
Not too bad. So, you say you might have some experience in this field, the Daily Dilemma. Somebody is annoying.
Oh, I have a lot of experience.
Okay, so what have you done in the past to kind of curb it?
It's gone back at least, I'd say maybe 10, 15 years.
Okay.
I was dating this stunning girl. She was absolutely amazing when she was sober.
Okay.
But as soon as the drink kicked in, it was a different story. Mm. Completely different story. An absolute head wreck. There was times when we would say we'd go out maybe to the cinema. Mm. Or she'd say, listen, let's not go out tonight. Let's stay in and have a bottle of wine. Mm. And she'd arrive at the house with 5 bottles of wine.
Oh.
Okay, so is it like, yeah, the thing is, on this kind of email, it suggests that it's only like when there's a group of people that she gets argumentative, like in a conversation or something. But you're saying in your situation, it was all the time.
Pretty much the very same thing, even outside. I mean, at the time, there was a ball, I think, some sort of society had a ball. So I said, right, okay, I'll invite her along. A room full of 300 people, everything was going swimmingly, really well, you know, dancing, the crack, the food, the whole lot. And then she's on the bar.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, dear.
And then you can pretty much guarantee where it went from there.
Yeah. Kind of just sounds like she had a real alcohol problem, full stop. Did you feel it upon your shoulders to kind of
say something, or
something,
do something
and help her out? And
I kind of did, to be honest with you. There was a couple of years gap in her age, and to be honest with you, I hate talking about this. I'm in my 40s now. Back then, obviously, I was only about late 20s, early 30s.
Okay,
and I wasn't drinking as much as I used to be, because, to be honest with you, most of my 20s is a bit of a blur.
Right.
Most people's 20s are.
Mm. Yeah.
But I decided to ease back on the bit and just enjoy myself more as opposed to using a drink. Nowadays, I drink nothing. I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
But because there are better things in life than having a hangover.
True. Yeah.
Especially when you're only off work 2 days a week.
Yeah. So did you find it difficult to maybe say something to her then about it?
It took a lot of time for me to kind of realize, more so to look aside from the attraction of the things.
Yeah.
Because obviously when there's a physical attraction to somebody, it's very hard to kind of separate that from the drink.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, maybe she had a bad day, or maybe she just wanted to let go or whatever on that day or such. And you know, especially when a relationship is only starting,
yeah.
You kind of say to yourself, well, you know, maybe it was a tough day for her. Maybe she just needs a relief. Mm.
But then maybe you start realizing it's an excuse then, you know? It's not actually
a
bad day.
Exactly. And she's not dealing with anything. She's just kind of saying, Jesus, I had a tough day today, or I didn't have a tough day today, but I'm going to have a drink tonight. I'm going to rip into somebody.
Yeah. So what would you say then?
Not whatsoever.
What would you say then to this person?
There are millions and millions and millions of people in this world. You don't have to settle for one.
Mm. Yeah. If the person is not for you, they're not for you, kind of thing. And this is just a sign.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, at the start of a relationship, there's a huge amount of physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as I said, there are millions of people in the world. It doesn't matter where you're from, Waterford, Wexford, Kilkenny, wherever you are.
Yeah.
You know. Even if you're, you know, this is going to sound really bad. You don't have to be desperate. You don't have to settle for a second best.
True.
No, you don't.
That's
not at all.
That's so true, Barry.
No. Listen, Barry, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for being
so honest with us
this morning. Cheers.
No problem at all. Anytime, lads. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
085 1029 103 for your texts and WhatsApps. Speaking of WhatsApps, you know what they say? What sober person has in the mind, it comes out through the mouth when the person is drunk. Mm. So it's worth it to give it a think. What she comes out as when she has a few drinks in her. So look, yeah, I mean, if you think she's a different person, it's because it's there somewhere underneath the surface.
And people are saying, kind of overall, if it's this soon as well in a relationship, then you don't have to put up with this.
You know? But get somebody help if they need it. You know, that would be the message as well.
Yeah.
085-1029-103 for your texts. More advice. Welcome.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.